Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook comments for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, June the 1st. Running late here today. The grains have already closed. We had corn down 2.5 cents, beans down 0.25 cents, wheat down 5.5 cents. I'm surprised we did that good. The Chinese came out and said that they're not going to buy any ag products in retaliation for what the president put on them on Friday. Now, is it just a ruse by the Chinese to buy grain at lower prices? We don't know, but the grains didn't close that bad. Beans only closed 0.25 cents lower, and that's where the emphasis was on the communication from the Chinese. So that certainly doesn't help things out here, but maybe it's just a ploy to buy beans cheaper. Who knows? The weather looks fairly decent. Drying out in the Midwest, warmer temperatures. It's going to start to get hot, though. We're looking at 90 degrees in Chicago. The Southwest is very hot. Plains are hot. Some scattered rains here and there. I think the wheat was lower, that they're looking for some scattered rains in the Black Sea area. But we really don't see too much. But I think there's just a lot of uncertainty in these markets. Whether it's the Dow Jones and the protests that are going on and COVID on top of it. Are these protests going to spread more COVID around? I'd be surprised if it didn't. Chicago got hit where I am pretty hard, just 3 miles from my apartment. There were huge numbers of protesters. It's pretty bad here in Chicago. It's bad wherever these protests are taking place in these riots. Is this going to encourage people, now that we seem to be opening from COVID, to go out and have a dinner at a restaurant or to go out and pick up food? I think it's a little bit tough out there. But, it should have, I thought, put more pressure on the grains than it did. For the rest of the week, the good news was that the dollar is down 52 ticks, 97.82, first time we closed under 98 cents in a while. So that's helpful. If we could get it under 95 cents, that would even be better. It's hard to want to sell grain in here with the funds short 265,000 contracts of corn. It's hard to be short when hotter and drier weather is coming in. So, if the Chinese wanted to buy grain cheaper, they didn't get a whole lot of a discount out of this deal today. So I'm kind of hopeful for the week that we can snap back and see some decent closes. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.